don't try to get Malverino Rizzo, people call him Mal, to wax poetic about donuts.
Like, why do you think people love donuts so much?
I don't know. I think it's a quick, easy, you know, quick and go grab type thing.
Chocolate frosted, honey dipped, jelly, coconut. For him and his brother, they were a business venture. 35 years ago, he was 20 years old, hanging at his brother's apartment in Boston when they saw an ad for property up in Franklin, New Hampshire.
We're sitting in his house one day, we're looking for a piece of real estate, and this picture popped up in a newspaper.
So they bought this storefront, learned a little about making donuts, and figured how hard could it be? But 2 years after they moved up here and opened up shop, Rizzo's brother was killed in a motorcycle accident just up the road from here. Rizzo was right behind him.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was tragic, but I stuck it out.
Brother's Donuts stayed open. Rizzo's parents even moved up from Massachusetts to help him out for a while.
On Saturday mornings, I'm here. Well, Friday, I come in Friday afternoon, and then around 1, I get started. I don't get home till noon the next day.
So when do you sleep?
7 to 11.
7 to 11.
Then I'll take a power nap at night before I come in.
7 to 11 a.m.
You go to sleep at 7 in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
And you wake up at 11? I'm rubbing it in. Am I making you tired talking about it?
Yeah, my eyes are closing.
I'm sorry. Oh, it smells so good.
We're standing in the kitchen. It smells like warm jam, sugar, fried dough. The rolling pin Rizzo uses is made out of aluminum, and it's as heavy as a piece of firewood.
Yeah. I picked up like over 350 pounds of dough on a Saturday.
Is that what you use through the week, that dough?
That's for the day.
That's for the day.
In other words, business is good. Brothers Donuts also does wholesale to around 50 convenience stores around the state. Rizzo's son, Matt, works here too now, and he says lately they sell 30 dozen donuts just out of the store on an average day. On Saturday mornings, they have customers starting right when they open at 2. But lots of times, when he's in the kitchen rolling and cutting the next batch of donuts, Mal Rizzo says he's thinking about his business partner, his brother.
I don't know. I think about it. I see you left me here doing this. Yeah, having it easy.
But right now, Rizzo's just thinking about his next nap. For NHPR News, I'm Natasha Haverty.